Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to Spartan Discipline Daily. You know that feeling when you're constantly saying yes to things, even when you're already stretched thin? Like a superhero juggling 100 flaming batons while trying to save the world? Yeah, we've all been there. Today we're tackling something crucial for your mental well-being, learning how to set healthy limits with others. Because, let's face it, saying no is not just an act of self-preservation, it's a superpower. Now, I know what you're thinking. Logan, setting boundaries feels like walking on eggshells, right? You don't want to hurt people's feelings or come across as rude. Trust me, I get it. But here's the thing, constantly bending over backwards for everyone else is a recipe for burnout. It drains your energy, steals your time, and leaves you feeling resentful. Saying no doesn't mean being selfish, it means prioritizing your own well-being so you can show up as your best self in all areas of life. So, how do we become masters of the no? Firstly, understand that your time and energy are valuable resources. Think of them like precious jewels. Wouldn't you protect those? You wouldn't give away a priceless diamond just because someone asked for it, right? Same goes for your time and energy. Don't feel obligated to spend them on things that don't align with your goals or values. Secondly, practice saying no in small ways first. Start by declining invitations you don't really feel like going to, politely refusing extra tasks at work, or even saying no to that extra slice of pizza because sometimes even our own cravings need boundaries. The more you practice, the easier it becomes. Thirdly, learn to phrase your no with kindness and clarity. You don't have to over-explain yourself or make excuses. A simple thank you for the offer, but I won't be able to make it is often enough. Remember, honesty and respect are key. Fourthly, remember that setting boundaries isn't a one-time thing, it's an ongoing process. Life throws curveballs, and sometimes your boundaries need adjusting. Be flexible, but stay true to your needs. Finally, don't be afraid to enforce those boundaries. This can be the toughest part, but it's essential for self-respect. If someone consistently pushes your limits, kindly reiterate your stance. You deserve to have your time and energy respected. Ever felt like you were drowning in a sea of demands, with no life raft in sight? You know that feeling. Everyone wants a piece of you, and you're struggling to keep up. Picture this. Your friend asks you to help them move on a Saturday, but you already promised your family time. Then your boss throws another project your way, even though your plate is already full. Suddenly, you feel overwhelmed and resentful, like a hamster running on a never-ending wheel. That's where healthy boundaries come in. Imagine having the confidence to say no to those extra commitments without feeling guilty or anxious. You could use that free time to relax, pursue hobbies, or simply recharge your batteries. Sounds pretty amazing, right? By setting clear limits, you reclaim control of your life. It's like creating a personal shield that protects your energy and well-being. Remember, saying no isn't selfish, it's an act of self-love and respect. Now, let's recap the key takeaways from today's episode. Remember, saying no is not a rejection, it's a redirection of your valuable time and energy. Practice setting boundaries in small ways first, then gradually work your way up to bigger commitments. Always be kind and clear when expressing your limits, and don't be afraid to reiterate them if necessary. And lastly, remember that healthy boundaries are essential for your mental well-being. They allow you to show up as your best self in all areas of life. So go out there and start saying no to things that don't serve you. Trust me, your mind and body will thank you for it. I'll be here tomorrow with another dose of Spartan Discipline Daily, helping you unlock your mental toughness potential. Until then, keep striving for greatness.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.